Welcome to Frank on Target, your gateway to the world of politics, controversy, and the great outdoors. Join us as we dive into the heart of today's most pressing issues, explore the latest headlines, and uncover the wonders of nature, all under the enlightened guidance of our host, Frank Santarella.
You know, I think we all agree, and you and I know for sure, is that we have to be so careful of where we get our information from to form our opinions. And the AP stuff is scary as hell because, you know, you see the same headline and the same blurb and it's word for word. And we know that the same narrative is being broadcast to the whole mainstream media. Whereas, though I don't agree with everything that comes out in Fitz News, and we know that we're getting a straight poop. All right. And pretty much anything that they say, they can, they can substantiate. So, and I appreciate that.
They're the ones. Yes, they publish the court documents. They publish. They're not afraid to. They don't say relied solely on our interpretation. Here, I'm doing an ad for Fitz News, but anyway,
yeah, they don't say
we rely on our interpretation or our opinion of what happened. Here's the document. Here's what happened. Figure it out for yourself.
Well, the thing is, we're the Fitz News of a little radio station here in Cottageville, South Carolina. Yes, we do have a lot of fun, and we talk about different things. And Miss Jennifer, I'm hopefully you'll be on giving us a joke once in a while in the morning, and that's great. But the other thing is that we try to be a source of the straight poop, you know. I mean, without the influence of outside sources that have an agenda,
Frank, we got Dylan. I gave the speaker to Dylan, so Dylan, you've got the microphone. Hey, nice to have you here. What do you want to say?
Thank you for your kind words. It is really an honor to work for an outlet like this, where we get to pitch stories that are completely independent, and as long as they're factually accurate, we get to run them. The narrative is driven by the people who work at this news outlet and nowhere else. For me, it's very unique in the media industry to have an opportunity to work in an environment like this. Frank, I would not expect you to agree with everything that we say. We certainly, take opinions that not everybody agrees with, but that's okay. That's part of having an open conversation. And if folks disagree, we're happy to publish on the front page of our website, any columns that people send to us. But yeah, I would be honored to sit down with y'all whenever you'd like to get together and pick my brain about any of the stuff that we're currently reporting on. I'll give you what I know.
Well, you know where to get a good meal, because during the Murdoch saga, you were in Cottageville at a little restaurant that we met at, so you have a good taste in food.
Dylan, we got Dick Shaughnessy here. Dick, if you want to turn the microphone on and just contribute anything you want. Anyway, Dylan, you are the future of journalism. I think I've mentioned that to you before. So you've got a tremendous weight on your shoulders, where you've got to carry this forward, and I've watched your career blossom, and I feel sort of invested in you and kind of proud of you, we'd love to have you on. And Dylan, we don't supervise, but anyway, Dick, how you doing? What's going on? What'd you think?
Good. I thought it was brilliant. I loved it. I love this man. I love the other AGs who are doing exactly what he's doing, fighting for states' rights, fighting for us. I guess we have to rely upon them to do that, to carry that fight on for us, because we have,
North Carolina,
as really the supreme authority in the country, in the land, the people. We've somewhat abdicated that authority and given it to others to manage for us, and that hasn't worked out so well. But we have these folks now, and these AGs, we have to praise them and get them on at every opportunity to convey their message and to tell them how great they are and how important it is, the work they're doing. We've got to take back the authority from the federal government. And this is a great start. These guys are doing wonderful work on our behalf.
I also think we have to have a voice in media. I don't think it has to be huge. It just has to exist, that says the legacy media narrative is wrong. And one, you know, when you find that media outlets, whether it's the New York Times or the Washington Post or broadcast, that alphabet soup of broadcast media, when they're all reading from the same script with almost the exact same words, you know there's something that's propaganda, that's not news. And it's one of the things I love about Fitz News. They are not reading anybody's script. It's their own script. Love it, hate it, whatever.
Elaine, it's their own script. I'd like to comment on something that Dick said. You know, we're gonna go and vote in November, and we see the posters up that we want to make America great and take our country back and this and that. And it starts on the local level. All right. Guys like A.G. Wilson. All right. We can have all the Trumps in office that we want. And if we don't have state attorney generals like Alan Wilson, it's not going to be an effective government. He's the wheel. He's the cog in the wheel that keeps it going. And I just got to say that we're going to have change and we're going to make change, we got to start local. And yes, state level is good, but even on a more local level than that, it's incredibly important. That's it.
Yeah. Wait, Dick, I just gave the speaker to Jennifer, but go ahead, Dick, and then Jennifer.
No, okay. I couldn't agree more. I think we've realized for a long time now the onus of taking back the country rests with us. We can say that we're going to put a surrogate out there to do the fighting for us. Well, that just will never work. And so, as you said, at the local level, we have to go back and capture our own local governments and put the right people in office, because those are the ones that are going to eventually aspire to greater elected office. And we put the right ones in office at the local level, then hopefully when they go to state and even further, they'll still be doing the people's work.
I agree. So Jennifer, what do you got to say? Turn your speaker on, hit the little there.
I got it, you can hear me.
Yeah, we hear you. We love you.
Okay. Well, I'm in agreement. We've got to get the best people in office, and we have to have a systematic way that we, the people, can take back our government. That's why I'm involved. Darlene Downing is on this call, and she heads up in our area Tactical Civics, and you can go to tacticalcivics.com and find out about it. But it's a systematic, step-by-step process. And it's a long-term solution, but we've got to start working on this so that we can take back our governments. We can form county grand juries, get our representatives back home in our counties. And it's just very important that we do that, because we can't just turn over all the responsibility to elected officials. We've got to do our thing in our own counties. So, and maybe Darlene would want to speak a little bit to that, too.
She's welcome to if she, I'll invite her to speak. But here's the deal. We don't have to be perfect. We have the skill set we need. We have it right now. We are capable. We are perfect enough today. We don't have to postpone acting. We can engage right now, this minute. We are enough to rise to the challenge we have right now to be what our country needs. Absolutely no problem. So it's discouraging, I won't deny that, but it's also very heartening that we have the power. But one thing I think we have to do is inform more people. You know, Jennifer and I have been canvassing with this Trump 47 thing and had a chance to talk to a lot of people in our community, and some of it is disheartening. People don't understand policy. They don't seem to care about policy. And they're very, very, very invested in 20-second sound bites and, you know, memes and, like a lot of people know they hate Trump, but they haven't a clue why. They don't understand his policy. In fact, if Kamala totally co-opts his policy, they say, yay, good policy, not realizing it was Trump's policy all along. So So we don't have a very sophisticated sense of who we're voting for. Right now we have Taylor Swift, who's going to tell her followers to vote for Kamala. That's kind of a frightening thought, because Taylor Swift, she's a great entertainer, but she's totally clueless about policy. She doesn't even live a life that relates to us at all. She has private security. She has private jet. She has concierge medicine. She's totally insulated from any of the policies that are so destructive to our country, to us individually. So anyway, we do have to do a little bit more to inform each other, but I think we're there. I think everybody right now in this audience is part of that.
Elaine, can I interrupt a second? I need to be the adult here. I'd like to limit this to 1 hour because it makes it easier for me to program here on the radio. And just as a compliance issue, this is WVFF 97.7 LPFM in Cottageville, South Carolina. If you know, just like I said, if we can hold this to an hour, this is an incredible conversation, and I'd like to continue, and I'm going to get my face out of it until 11:45.
Okay, Elaine, may I make a comment too? A final comment.
Please.
And then sign off. Frank, thanks for that. It's very heartening to me, Elaine, that you have started this platform and that this podcast is really getting popular.
Oh, no,
and it's getting out to reach a lot of people because, as you've always said, we got to go back and recapture the narrative. The narrative is ours to speak. We have the truth. We have
God.
We have the right message. And so let's keep this up and do much more of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Not only because we should, but because I think we do have a duty, but we can. We're enough. And I have so many times people will say, well, I can't because they limit themselves or they put these restrictions on why they can't do.
We can get you on.
You are enough. You can do it.
Yeah.
Participate. Several of us are actually running for office now that I think of it here, and it's not because any of us have great long-term political aspirations at all, but it's we see a need and a sort of a duty, a patriotic duty, to step up and say we'll meet the challenge, or we'll take on that responsibility, or whatever. So we're capable. And Dick, thank you, because you've been involved in politics in North Carolina and Polk County for a long, long time, and you've made a huge difference. But I'm sure that you would agree that every day is a challenge.
I haven't run for office, so that's something that you guys are doing that I really respect and admire, so thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, well, you're welcome. And something else now. Jennifer, you know, and I know, I just found out recently, Jennifer's a stand-up comedian, and she has an act, and she's just funny, funny, funny. And so Jennifer has this joke that she told me that's really cute. I'd like her to repeat it. She knows there are two of them, actually. They're both cute. But anyway, so I tried to repeat it on the radio show. Frank and I do a drive-time radio show, a morning radio show every morning on WVFF 97.7 LPFM. And so I tried to, on Monday, I tried to tell the joke to Frank and butchered it. Tuesday, he told it back to me and butchered it even more. So, Jennifer, tell the joke.
Okay, which joke are you referring to?
Any joke.
The one with the blood dripping down the side of his face.
Oh. When our heroic president, President Trump, was shot in the head, he got up, blood was streaming down his face, the American flag was in the background, and he raised his fist and said, what?
He said, fight, fight, fight.
Okay. Well, before he said that, he said, let me get my shoes.
Yeah.
Then he put on his shoes, and he raised his fist in the air, and he said, fight, fight, fight. And then with several little DEI, Secret Service agents, hanging off of him, he drugged them all to safety.
Right.
That's the joke, and we have screwed that thing up so badly. Tell the other joke about Fluffy and about when he gets stopped by the police.
Oh, listen. Well, I don't know. Big Fluffy got pulled over by the police. He had a taillight out. And the officer
Big Fluffy is your husband, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Officer said, sir, you got a tail light out. And he goes, oh, well, I didn't know. I'll have it fixed. And I said, well, I told you last week you had a tail light out. And he said, shut up. You're going to get us a ticket. And the police officer leaned over and he said to me, ma'am, does your husband talk to you like that all the time? I said, oh, no, only when he's drunk. Okay. And then November 5th is Super Bowl. That's the biggest Super Bowl there ever be. It'll be the Patriots against the Steelers.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, because you guys, seriously, a lot of the issues we face every single day are, it's easy to get discouraged. And so some of these jokes I really like. I'm trying to get Jennifer, well, actually what I need is somebody that has Photoshop, a current version of Photoshop. And I want to Photoshop in the iconic picture of Trump with his fist raised and the flag in the background and that beautiful blue sky. I want to Photoshop Trump out and put in a little kitty with his fist in the air saying, fight, fight, fight. Or a little puppy saying, fight, fight, fight. I'm not even going to reference Kamala. I'm not going to reference Trump. I just think that unaffiliated voters, the one thing that the world loves more than they love Taylor Swift is their puppies, their dogs and cats.
Kitty cats. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's not a partisan love. It's a love of billions of people. And so we don't really want to be importing into this country people with a culture that puts our dogs and cats at risk, our pets at risk. We actually love them. They provide us, you know, a lot of people live in social and emotional isolation, and their animals fulfill needs like never before in our country's history. They are absolutely beloved family members. And I think there's some messaging there that's kind of, we're missing an opportunity. You know, Jennifer, you and I were canvassing along with Rhonda, and you had on a Mark Robertson t-shirt, and oh my gosh, we got kicked off of that. That man, you know, we were at somebody's door and we're just as nice as can be, and he likes us right until he sees Jennifer's t-shirt that says something about Mark Robinson, and he ordered us off his property. He said that we were full of hate, and anyway, nobody will order us off their property if we have just little kittens and puppies and a little fist, the little kitty's fist in the air saying fight, fight, fight. So you know what I'm doing here is trying to stretch this out for 5 more minutes or whatever until we get to the magic, because radio does have certain
limits.
Yeah, with time limits that are sort of set.
If you stay on any longer than this, we're going to have to send you a bill.
Uh-oh.
A bill? Wait a minute. I haven't done it. You know, we have on the radio show, see, on live stream on X, you can sort of say things, but not on the radio.
No.
I mean, there are, you know, George Carlin's 7 little words. So
how much is in the swear jar now?
Thousands. but thank God nobody's actually collected yet. I think Dave was online here for a second. But he did mention this morning. But anyway, I am Catholic, and I went to parochial schools, and I spent, I think, the first 60-some years of my life not swearing. And then, I don't know, something happened. Maybe it's related to COVID. Let's blame it on COVID. Why not? But I use a lot of words that don't belong on the radio.
Hey, Elaine, I'm going to make you laugh. Do you hear people refer to long COVID?
Yes.
Is that a psychological disease or what?
Yeah, I don't, you know, but the other side of it is, and I'd love to do a live stream with Lindsay RN, and some of you know about this, but there are people that are vax injured that are in very serious jeopardy. Their lives are forever altered, and more, because of being forced to be vaccinated. And Lindsay RN was a nurse, and she had to be vaccinated. She would have lost her job. And, you know, even in May of 2024, there was somebody in Lindsay RN's comment section that had been accepted to nursing school, but she had to drop out because in May of 2024, or, you know, just last spring, whatever, the school was mandating that she be vaccinated still.
Hey, and I got a question. I'm sorry. There's no way for me to interject without interrupting you, and I apologize. We have a great group of people here, you know, and I hooked up with Alan.
My favorite people on the whole planet are here in this group. In fact, my favorite person on the whole planet is here in this group. My anchor, my spiritual advisor, my campaign manager, my life advisor, my everything to me is in this group right now. But yeah.
So come on. You're bringing a tear to my eye, which I'm totally incapable of.
Yes.
No, but what I wanted to say is hook up with Chris Kobach, and I really want to get and I guess all these folks that are on now, and Dylan Nolan. We're going to make sure he's back.
But wait a minute, you guys! I just had a brilliant idea. Let's hook up with Robert Kennedy Jr. or Nicole Shanahan because they're deeply connected to unaffiliated voters. And right now, as we're coming careening into November 5th, Republicans are going to vote for Trump. Woke progressive liberals are going to do whatever they're going to do. The race, the challenge is to reach to pierce the fog of or connect to the unaffiliated voters. And nobody connected better to them than Robert Kennedy Jr. So that should be our next live stream. In addition to having attorneys general like Alan Wilson and Chris Kobach, did he say Kobach or Kobach? I think it's Kobach.
I think he said Kobach. I said Kobach. Yeah. I said, and he said Kobach with a hard K. So.
But in addition to having them, because we need to understand the laws of this country, what's really going on, we truly, truly, truly need to understand that. And media is never going to accurately inform us. So we need to have on these incredible attorneys general who can inform us themselves. And that way we're hearing directly from their mouth why they have supported the policies they support. I love that idea. But let's see if we can work on getting my new... See, I'm a lifelong Democrat. I was through 2012. So I speak, read, and write Democrat.
Listen, you got to... What do you call it? You got to accept that you've evolved.
I want to give Bobby Kennedy, Robert Kennedy Jr. I loved his father. Loved.
Now, there's a man that's evolved. Really.
Yeah.
You know,
let's get him. Let's use every little connection we can think of to get either Nicole Shanahan. She needs to come on. She owes everybody. She funded the Georgia race that lost us the Senate. So she owes this country she's indebted to us. So she can come on. And I'd love to talk to her about part of what Bobby Kennedy cares about, which I think is a tremendous addition to Trump's administration. It's a tremendous addition. You know, Trump is a leader, but that doesn't mean he knows the nuts and bolts of every program that he supports, where Robert Kennedy Jr. has a pretty good grasp of certain kinds of programs he supports. The other one I'd love to have on is Vivek Ramaswamy, anytime, all day, any day. But let's do that, because the race right now, you guys, is for the unaffiliated voter, and we have to reach out to them. As much as we like the fellowship of, you know, us, and it's comfortable to be with each other, we need to focus on reaching out to those.
If you send me a list in the priority that you'd like to have on, yeah. I'm gonna lean on somebody that's here in the studio with me. Okay. I have David Hill, who's the chairman of the GOP here, and he has some connections where he might be able to talk to other chairmen and stuff that had these people on their mailing list already. So you send me a list, I'll send him a list, and let's see what kind of effective networking he can do, and we'll get these people on. But we need to do this. I mean, we have how many days? 62, 60, 59, you know, before the election. So
today's the 12th.
Yeah.
So do the math really fast.
I'm not doing the math. My brain is tired.
That's because we got up too early. But, okay, so we're at the magic minute here, 11:40. We're about at 11:45. Frank, take us out.
All right. We're ready to go. And this is WVFF 97.7 LPFM. And this is Red Brick Patriot Radio in Cottageville, South Carolina. Hey, how do we end these things? Elaine, tell me.
We're out of here.
You're right. We're out of here. Done. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, you guys.
We here at WVFF thank you for tuning in to Frank on Target, your source for straight talk on global politics and outdoor escapades and controversy. Until next time, stay on target with Frank. You're listening to Veterans for Freedom Radio, 97.7 FM.